AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Super Tuesday is underway across the country. Bernie Sanders, who is challenging Hillary Clinton for the Democratic Party nomination, cast his ballot in his home state of Vermont this morning. He tells reporters,
"Our hope is that we can win a number of states, and in those states where we don't do well, obviously we want as large a vote as possible."
In the Republican race, Ted Cruz voted in his hometown of Houston. He says frontrunner Donald Trump could fracture rather than unite the GOP.
"I believe it would be an enormous mistake to nominate Donald Trump, and so I speak to unity for Republicans, that let's come together and stand together behind the conservative principles, the free market principles, and constitutional liberties that we believe in."
The television networks and other media outlets are happy with the GOP race. CBS Chairman Leslie Moonves telling Morgan Stanley shareholders yesterday,
"Who would have thought that this circus would come to town? But, you know, it may not be good for America, but it's damn good for CBS. That's all I got to say."
Senate leaders met with President Obama today about his naming a replacement to fill the Supreme Court opening caused by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Democratic leader Harry Reid says the Republicans, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, weren't interested.
"They were adamant. They said, no, we're not going to do this at all."
Reid adds he and other Democrats will keep the pressure on the Republicans.
"We're going to continue beating the drums. All we want them to do is fulfill their constitutional duty and do their job."
The Senate Republican leaders say they want the next president to nominate the candidate to fill the vacancy. A grand jury report claims two Roman Catholic bishops in central Pennsylvania helped cover up sexual abuse of children by priests for more than 40 years. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 289. This is AP Radio News. Rolling Stones are about to make rock history. Matt Small tells us more.
The Rolling Stones plan to play a free concert later this month in Havana, and when they do, they'll become the biggest act to play Cuba since its 1959 revolution. The show is expected to draw a massive audience. In a country where the government once persecuted young people for listening to rock music, then seen as a tool of Western capitalism. Along with dropping that policy, the Cuban government has increasingly allowed large non-official gatherings, like the Stones show on the 25th, 3 days following President Obama's visit there. I'm Matt Small.
Sportscaster Erin Andrews is back on the witness stand in a Nashville, Tennessee courtroom. She's suing the Marriott at Vanderbilt Hotel and a man who admitted to making secret nude videos of her while she was in her room in that hotel. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.